You're listening to Morning Edition on WPSU. I'm Emily Reddy. In some parts of central and northern Pennsylvania, arts festivals are a summer tradition. As the pandemic took shape, many festivals were canceled. But take heart, festival fans. As WPSU's Christine Allen reports, this summer you can attend three local festivals from the comfort of your couch.
2020 has been a rough year for arts festivals.
I would say that 99% of festivals have canceled.
Rick Bryant is executive director of the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts, held each year in State College. It's among the country's biggest arts festivals. Bryant says things have been tough for artists with so many events being canceled, but they'll be able to sell their work next week via a virtual arts festival, July 9th through the 12th.
Most of the activity will take place on our website, and the sidewalk sale will open at 10 in the morning on Thursday, just like it does every year.
How are you feeling about doing a virtual,
I think petrified would be the word. every year when we have the real festival, I believe it or not, I really do worry, like, will people really come to this?
The Central PA Festival had, like most arts festivals, already selected their artists by jury this past winter. Most, but not all, of those artists will be able to participate in this year's virtual festival.
To move to an online event, we decided that it had to be artists who had some sort of online commerce portal, be it a website or an Etsy store or something similar to that.
Bryant says there are also some musicians participating in the virtual festival, including the folk band Trout Fishing in America, the famous Scottish fiddler Alistair Fraser, and several local acts.
We will have a mixture of some live events and some private links to see entertainers that we would have normally had here at the festival.
This Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts even has a pandemic version of the traditional poster. It depicts a sunrise over a stylized green landscape. For the location, it says, happening wherever you are.
Since 1974, they've said downtown State College and the Penn State campus, and this was the year then that wasn't true. So we had to come up with a different tagline. So it's as far away as your laptop, your tablet, or your phone, really.
One thing this year's virtual Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts won't have is a Children and Youth Day.
Because putting kids online is just not cool. But we wanted to have a creative outlet for kids.
So Bryant decided on friendship bracelets, something he says you could always find for sale on Kids Day at the Arts Festival.
We're encouraging people to make friendship bracelets and give some to people in their immediate support system, and then give the rest to the Arts Festival. We'll sell them downtown and on our website, as we normally sell festival buttons to support the activities of the festival.
Bryant says there are instructions on how to make a friendship bracelet on the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts website. Meanwhile, the People's Choice Festival of Pennsylvania Arts, usually held in Bowlesburg, is in the same uncharted territory with their virtual festival July 9th through the 12th.
What we're doing is we're setting up a website that visitors will be able to go to and look at all the vendors' products that we're going to be at the festival this year.
John Madison is co-director of the People's Choice Festival. He says the 2020 website will include a map of the virtual festival grounds.
And there'll be little boxes on it that you'll be able to click and go to the artist that you're looking for.
Madison says artists were selected in January for this year's People's Choice Festival. About 100 of them will participate in the virtual festival, where he says you'll be able to buy their work online.
I mean, it'll pretty much be just like you can go to the festival, but you can do it at home.
Madison expects that the People's Choice Festival of Pennsylvania Arts will go on as usual in Bowlesburg in July of 2021.
Hopefully we'll be back stronger and better next year.
In Kane, Pennsylvania, the annual Art in the Wilds Festival is taking a different approach. It's holding an extended virtual festival that launched in June and continues through September 1st on the Art in the Wilds website. Assistant Director Mary Riding says all of their invited artists were asked to be part of the online festival.
If they've been juried in, they're automatically in the virtual show if they choose to participate. We also are extending their juried status to next year, so they'll automatically be in for hopefully a live show in 2021.
Riding says the artists include woodworkers, painters, jewelry artists, potters, and sculptors.
We're up here in northern Pennsylvania, part of the PA Wilds. So we have painters that do wildlife, photographers of wildlife, And then a lot of the woodworking is using local hardwoods. We have a good variety in our show.
The Art in the Wilds Festival, the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts, and the People's Choice Festival of Pennsylvania Arts are hoping for some good online crowds this year, and they all hope to be bustling hubs of summertime fun once again in 2021. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.